Odiogo.com, the web read for you.
Nation's Stone Age energy policy washes ashore. The Deepwater Horizon, the tragedy of the oil rig explosion off the coast of Louisiana, is unfortunately just beginning to impact a region already devastated by Katrina. As of this writing, the size of the oil gushing into the Gulf of Mexico is almost the size of Texas. The magnitude of the engineering project that created this oil well under 5,000 feet of water is truly a technological feat that can be marveled upon. Now, though, the big challenge is how to stop it. British Petroleum and Transocean, the operators of Deepwater Horizon, are attempting a number of low-tech solutions to cut off this undersea gusher that already has dwarfed the size of the Exxon Valdez oil spill in Prince Edward Sound, Alaska, back in 1989. Updates from the Gulf of Mexico here. Photos, video and stories of this horrific event are beginning to spread around the world. The thing about disasters, natural or man-made, they always have victims. But the victims aren't just wildlife, fragile coastlines or the economic hit, which one way or another we'll all feel. It is the staggering assault to our lack of initiative, imagination and creative capacity to move away from petroleum as the key source of our energy supply. The new green age offers alternative clean and renewable sources of energy such as solar, wind, wave, geo, hydro and biomass. How many more oil spills have to happen, how many more embargoes and oil wars need to be fought before we get it? As the country begins serious debate on a new energy direction, it could be interesting to look at some of the old clips from the 1962 TV sitcom of Jed Clampett from the Beverly Hillbillies. Out one day shooting for some food and up from the ground comes a bubbling crude oil that is black gold, Texas tea. Are our policies, behaviors and thinking any different from the cast of characters in that show? Read the plot summary here. NEN Clean and Green Summit 2010. How can you make your house and your neighborhood greener? This all-day event is your chance to find out with some of San Francisco's biggest green leaders and organizations. Join us for an environmental resource fair, a mission-based green walking tour, and practical workshops on rainwater harvesting, growing food in your neighborhood, identifying spaces for greening, and more. Date, Saturday, May 8th. Time, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Location, Cesar Chavez Elementary School, 825 Shotwell Street. Workshops include urban agriculture, growing food in your neighborhood, Department of the Environment / the Parks Trust, how to green your neighborhood's open spaces through pavement to parks and street parks, Department of Public Works / the Parks Trust, the Mayor's Office, rainwater harvesting, how to capture rainwater for use in your garden, Public Utilities Commission, demystifying the Community Challenge Grant process, Community Challenge Grant program, organizing your community to stop graffiti, Department of Public Works, how to leverage green finance, SF, San Francisco's new green home improvement financing program, Department of the Environment, walking tours of the mission. The NEN team sponsors the Office of Mayor Gavin Newsom, City Administrator's Office, Department of Public Works, Department of Emergency Management, Public Utilities Commission, 311, and Department of the Environment, San Francisco Parks Trust, Department of Recreation and Parks, and SFSAFE. Feli Chaco, an evening of art and entertainment with singer-songwriter, Feli Chaco artist, Nishika Rosero, Saturday, May 8th from 8 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Passion Cafe, a French bistro, 28 6th Street, San Francisco, California. Entertainer Yaya Bolivar's MC Quest Point and the Mix ADDS Democracy Now! TV, a daily news program with Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. Click here to see more stories from our green world below. Avatar producer James Cameron and Sigourney Weaver in the Amazon. Click to see the video here. Solar Impulse plane takes first successful flight. Read the story here. Subscribe to updates here.